Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are waiting to see just when conservative Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene will call for a vote this week, as she's promised, to oust her party's House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, conventional wisdom holds this unlikely, as only two House Republicans have publicly joined Greene, and Democrats may help Johnson keep his job. Here's Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on CBS 60 Minutes.
And our view would traditionally be, let the other side work its own mess out. But when that mess starts to impact the ability to do the job on behalf of the American people, then a responsible thing at that moment might be for us to make clear that we will not allow the extremists to throw the Congress and the country into chaos.
Joining us now is Republican Congressman Don Bacon. He also opposes Congresswoman Greene's plan. He represents a district in Nebraska. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene has two House GOP allies publicly in her push to oust Speaker Johnson. They are unhappy that he pushed through $61 billion for Ukraine. And you have spoken out in the past against Mike Johnson for his election denial back in 2020. Does Congresswoman Greene have a compelling argument, you think?
She has zero argument. The majority of Congress and the majority of Americans support Ukraine. She also was doing this to Speaker Johnson because of the FISA bill, which was critical for our national security. So I think it's all right for people to disagree, but you can't disagree and then try to the point where you want to take down the House, take down the leadership, and hurt the entire country. Vote your conscience. If you don't support the FISA bill, you don't support Ukraine, by all means, vote no. You can defend that with your constituents. But taking down the whole House is wrong.
And you're referring to the debate over FISA and the authority for warrantless surveillance. That act was renewed by Congress late last month. Now, Greene said on X, the former Twitter, that House Republicans know this is true when Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, started controlling the House when Johnson became Speaker. And as the argument goes, under Mike Johnson's speakership, the Democrats have wanted to keep the government open. It passed. The Democrats have wanted money for Ukraine. It passed. Is there any validity to this argument?
No, what Speaker Johnson is doing is trying to govern in a more bipartisan way, which you have to have in our form of government. When you have three branches, and in the legislative branch you have a bicameral, you can't demand 100% because you get 0%. And we knew that we don't want our government to shut down, right? So we passed a budget that was initially agreed on by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. And it cut $2 trillion, but it wasn't good enough for her, some of the others that she aligns with. And the same thing with Ukraine. I think it's our national security interest that we have, that we keep Ukraine independent by providing the weapons. We have no troops there. She disagrees with that, but 75% of the people in our country think that Ukraine is in our national security interest. And so Speaker Johnson is doing what Americans want, but not what Marjorie Taylor Greene wants. And for most people, you would say, okay, vote no. That's not good enough for her and a few others. They want to take down the whole House and throw us into chaos. And really, in a way, she's the one strengthening Hakeem Jeffries' hand.
In practical procedural terms, many Democrats have said that they would vote to reject a measure to bring a vote to the floor on Speaker Johnson's fate. But the House can be an unpredictable chamber, yeah? Is there still uncertainty on how this might go this week?
Well, you can't forget that eight Republicans voted with every single Democrat to get rid of Speaker McCarthy. And let's remember, Speaker McCarthy was the most lethal campaign guy that the House Republicans have ever had. We had the majority because of him. Biggest fundraiser in history for the Republicans. Eight Republicans voted with every single Democrat to get rid of him. So we know this could happen. Because in this case, we only have a one-seat majority right now. It just takes two Republicans to vote with all Democrats. Now, I do think what will happen if she puts this privilege motion on the floor, there will be a motion to table the vote. And if five or six Democrats just don't even vote or out of the room, this thing will not pass. And I suspect that will be the course of action that will happen.
I see. So then if it's tabled, then it's gone.
It's gone.
All right. And Congressman, finally, after the November election, whether the Republicans retain the House majority or not, Do you think that should be a time for a leadership vote then on whether Mike Johnson continues to be the party leader?
Absolutely. By the way, I support Speaker Johnson. He's an honest man. He's a man of character. He embodies the golden rule, the way he treats people. He's a great person. But November, he's going to have to say if he wants to be Speaker again, and we'll figure out if other people want to compete against it. We'll have that debate, and we'll vote on it. The problem is, like with Kevin McCarthy, he got 85% of the vote on the first vote for Speaker within the Republican conference. But that 15% demanded somebody else and wouldn't support what the vast majority wanted. Historically, everybody gets behind the majority after the first vote. But now we have a small group, and it turns out really it's about 5%. They're like, if we don't get our way, we'll take down the whole House. And it's not functional. And it creates this dysfunction, and it creates this anarchy, which weakens the Republican Party.
Don Bacon is Republican House member from Nebraska. Congressman, thanks for the time.
It's an honor to be with you.